Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Little Heartland Rock and Roll. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And boy, howdy, is the world happy about that. The only one of me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite folks on the planet, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of so many books I had to use a wheelbarrow to take them to the studio, including Time Tactics, a very successful people, Lincoln and Obama, a very controversial book, I think, and this is one of his new ones. Also, The Words Lincoln Lived By, which is a book that I don't not only own, I cherish this book, Gene. Thank you for writing it, and it's good to continue to have you on the show. After all these years, thanks for staying with us. We're talking about diligence. In the previous segment, you helped us define diligence. You read a wonderful poem that many people know by Robert Frost, one of our great poets of our country. So you learned something. You said when you read that poem as a young man, it taught you something, and sounded like you were almost surprised that you learned that. Can you tell us what that was?
Yes, some months ago, some weeks ago, I came upon some published letters that Robert Frost wrote. And here's what Frost said.
Wait, time out. So it is now a fact that Frost could write in prose. He didn't have to just write in meter, right?
That is exactly right.
Good. I'm glad to know that. All right, go ahead.
Yes. But this was a startling sentence, two of them that I came upon in his published letters. Quote, "To be perfectly frank with you, I am one of the most notable craftsmen of my time." "I alone of English writers have consciously set myself to make music out of what I may call the sense of sound." End of quote. Now that's startling. It sounds arrogant.
I was going to say he forgot to mention not the least bit humble or without
right.
without humility, right? It does.
But
it does.
What
sound.
I've noted through the years is that many high achievers I've interviewed make remarks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Frost knew he was good at what he did, and he knew why he was good.
Mm-hmm.
And those are both important. To know you're good and to know why you're good.
And I agree with you, Gene. And the thing is you don't have to brag on yourself. You know, I love what Dizzy Dean said? It's not bragging if you can do it. And so I do believe that. And one of the things that I have been encouraging people to be conscious of and to demonstrate and to be aware of, and that's that we're all experts, as Robert Frost indicated, we're all experts at something. And if it's and hopefully you're an expert at what you do, and you should value that, you should be proud of that. And I don't have a problem saying I am an expert on small business and entrepreneurship. I don't have a problem telling people that. I'm an expert in salesmanship. Gene, I'm an expert at baling hay.
Mm-hmm.
My dad made sure of that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's okay, but it has to be in context, right?
Yes, you wouldn't be an expert at small business matters if you hadn't learned to be an expert at bailing hay.
There's no question about that. But my point is that where it puts people off, though, is when you behave that way out of context.
Yes. Well, let me move to a point that I think applies to the listeners.
All right.
And this is what I wrote. Whenever you discover anything that works beautifully, whether it's an award-winning TV show, a car that looks amazing, a football team that goes undefeated, or a restaurant that consistently gets glowing reviews, you can be sure It did not happen by accident.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson. Anything that, if you see anything in the world that's done really well, it didn't just happen. And this poem by Robert Frost didn't just happen. He was a great craftsman.
Mm-hmm. So diligence is maybe the foundation of expertise.
I think it is. And sometimes it's just plotting. It's paying attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's making sure, if you're a writer, that commas are in the right place and that the words are spelled properly.
And that's
diligence.
And I also think, and Gene, I completely agree with you, but I also think that diligence could also be showing up. I do believe what a little bit of what Woody Allen said, 80% of life is showing up, because I tell people who, I tell salesmen years and years, over the years I've trained salespeople, I've said, look, I know every day you're not going to get up and feel like selling. You're not going to feel like working hard and you know, talking to people and, you know, every single day. But I said, even on the days when you don't, when you're sure you're not going to sell anything because you're just not feeling it, do not stay home. Get ready. Go in the marketplace. If you're going to be lazy in the marketplace. And so that was me saying, find a way to be diligent in some way, even when you're not diligent and productive. What do you think?
I agree. Well, I would say this: as a professional speaker, you learn to be diligence means being there on time,
mm-hmm.
not 20 or 30 minutes late. Because you show up 20 or 30 minutes late, you may not get paid.
Absolutely. Hey, Gene, I need your website, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com, www.presidentlincoln.com.
He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gene Greisman and I will be right back. Stay with us.
That's my breath. I don't know how and where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.